A recently opened exhibition in Prague turns the spotlight on science fiction in Czechoslovakia between the late 1940s and the late 1970s, when countless magazines, books and films promised a bright socialist future in space. It's the subject of this week's edition of Panorama with Ian Willoughby.
A narrator describes how society of the future functions. In the 1961 black-and-white Czechoslovak sci-fi movie Man in Outer Space. Excerpts from the film are being shown as part of an extensive exhibition now on at Prague's Dux Gallery of Modern Art, entitled Planet Eden, The World of Tomorrow in Socialist Czechoslovakia, 1948-1978.
We see spaceships, space motifs.
Tomáš Pospíšil, the show's co-curator, describes one of the paintings on display at Planet Eden. Standing in a section entitled Between a Radar and a Labyrinth, he outlines the essential difference between Czechoslovak and Western sci-fi in that era.
Because Czechoslovakia at the time was a communist state, there was a clear vision of how communist future will look like. And that was quite different from the vision of the future in Western sci-fi, where we can find many dark visions of the future, which was something unimaginable for writers and artists from Eastern Europe or communist part of the world of the time.
Was there anything specific about Czechoslovak sci-fi?
I would say what is quite specific is the care that was given to certain publications, especially in the 1960s, when sci-fi anthologies were illustrated by well-known, famous avant-garde visual artists that were often working with abstract visual language to illustrate science fiction, which is something unique, not only for that period of time, but for the whole genre of science fiction.
Planet Eden's second curator, Ivan Adamovic, says many Czechoslovak sci-fi writers were influenced by the great Polish writer and futurologist Stanisław Lem, as well as Russia's Strugatsky brothers. And, of course, their work was required to follow certain ideological principles.
It had to follow some non-written guidelines how socialist literature should be like. Instead of Western science fiction, which was more plot-oriented, they Czech writers tried to be more oriented to ideas and to maybe moral issues. It lasted for about 20 years, and then also Czech writers found that plot is not a bad thing, and I mean action-oriented plot. So they started to learn how to attract readers as well.
Looming large over all of this, like a flying saucer hovering on the horizon, was the big bad USSR. Tomáš Pospíšil again.
The influence of Soviet Union was crucial at the time, and especially in 1950s, many Czechoslovak illustrators were even afraid to develop their own images. And quite often they were recycling or using elements that they could find in Soviet magazines of the time. So we can see one type of spaceship used all over. We can find the original source in Znanie Sila, a magazine in Soviet Union. So we can see many of these recycling.
So there was clear inspiration from the Soviets in terms of design. But would it be possible to compare in general sci-fi from Czechoslovakia with that produced elsewhere in the Eastern Bloc? Ivan Adamovic.
I think it's more a matter of individuals than some special schools groups. In Poland there was a monumental work of Stanisław Lem, and maybe it helped to create a little bit more established tradition of science fiction in Poland than in Czech Republic. And also the number of writers in Soviet Union were really high, so ordinary plain statistics can show that they also had more first grade writers, much more than we.
Science fiction in Czechoslovakia under communism was in great part focused on a bright red world of tomorrow. It was about visions of utopia, and there was little room for its opposite, dystopia, says Tomáš Pospíšil.
It was actually a quite problem for writers and artists of the time even to find dramatic situations, because future was supposed to be optimistic and great. They found a solution in seeding a little pockets of capitalism that somehow traveled in time or were rediscovered in the future, and they were source of discomfort or dramatic situations.
However, Ivan Adamovich says more negativity did begin creeping into sci-fi in Czechoslovakia as people began to lose their illusions about what the future could bring.
It came in the second half of 1960s, where people realized that we will not reach communism within 20th century. And also they noticed that technological progress will not solve everything as they thought before. The fears from the future were more and more visible also in Czech culture. And a number of dystopic novels were published in the late 60s.
Speaking from the Soyuz 28 mission in 1978, Vladimir Remek thanked the Soviet Communist Party and comrade Leonid Brezhnev for giving him the opportunity to become the first and only Czech cosmonaut. The year of Remek's space flight was chosen to bookend the Planet Eden exhibition for a reason, says Ivan Adamovich.
It was a tragic image which didn't fit to the previous optimistic visions how the heroes of space will look like. You know, he was not anything like some kind of superhero in a spacesuit, but he lived so long in Soviet Union that he almost forgot to speak Czech, and people laughed when they heard him speaking, in fact.
The colorful and extensive exhibition at Prague's Docks Gallery features posters, paintings, blown-up magazine covers, magazines, books, films, and toys. But the Planet Eden exhibition isn't entirely new. It was first done during the summer at Brno's House of Arts. What was reaction like there? And did it differ depending on the age of visitors? Tomáš Pospíšil again.
Old generation takes science fiction very seriously, especially hardcore fans. So during the talks that we give in the galleries, quite often they would correct certain things that we did incorrectly. And I'm not a sci-fi fan, so there were many mistakes, and it was important for them, so everything was in order. And I think with the younger generation, this type of material is perceived with a certain flavor of nostalgia, because that's something that most of them grew up with, and these visions of future were not fulfilled. And for example, this date, year 2000, was a quite magical date during the 1960s, during the 1970s. Everyone was dreaming how the world will be in the year 2000. Well, it was quite a boring period of time, very, very far from those luminous visions from the magazines.